I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Egyptian courts apparently sentenced a Christian family to 15 years for converting from Islam. But is that the real story? Voice of the Martyr spokesman Todd Nettleton says not really. It had more to do with forging their religious designation on their ID cards, which are used for everything in Egypt. But is it persecution? Not yet. Taking everything into account, Nettleton says,
pray that they won't be intimidated by things that the government does or says, things that radical Muslims do or say within their society, that they will just continue to serve Christ and go forward in what he's called them to do.
Meanwhile, India's flooding year in and year out has pushed audio scripture ministries to new measures. The rainy season in India often filled the recording studios with water and impacted their audio Bible ministry. But now, Tom Dudenhofer with Audio Scripture Ministry says they've got the permits to construct a new building.
Builders are in the process of setting the footings and doing some final calculations on the new building itself.
The construction of the new building hasn't stopped the recording, but they still need $110,000 to finish the project. You can help at missionnetworknews.org. And a short-term mission team is helping rebuild lives in Haiti. A team with Global Aid Network is teaching local women a trade so they can provide for their families. The team's also working on construction projects and helping with mobile vision clinics. 200 people were seen at one clinic. 35 came to Christ. Pray new believers would get involved in a local church. Pray this experience would also deepen the faith of team members. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Missions offering the book Clay in the Potter's Hand by Dorothy Sun. This book tells you about Dorothy's life in a Chinese labor camp, torture for her faith, yet her drive to serve Christ. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.